Hey guys, so right off the bat, we just want to apologize. There's been some really weird technical glitches going on with the podcast.
Doesn't make any sense. We weren't recording.
I know, I don't, maybe we accidentally pressed the button, I don't know.
Like, we know where we clicked record.
I know, but, I mean, computers, man, they listen into everything.
I don't think it's...
You've gotten those ads where it's like, I've talked about going to Japan with Colin in front of my phone, and then I start getting all these ads for visiting Tokyo on Instagram.
I don't think
like,
it's
I
that.
Didn't, it just happened to be in the room. So maybe it's just weird ghost in the machine kind of stuff.
Okay, Ariel, okay. What? Okay.
Well. Anyways, basically, our new plan is taking a vow of silence when we're near the microphone. And we aren't actually recording the podcast yet.
Yeah.
So hopefully we shouldn't be having these issues anymore. Yeah. Now that that's out of the way, welcome to BC's Creepy.
I'm Topher Graham.
I'm Ariel Hansen.
And what are we learning about today?
Oh, well, today we are going to learn about St. Anne's Academy in Victoria, which has apparently a lot of ghosts.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I think I've walked past there. Like, it's that really old, cool...
Yeah, it's old. So, it was started by a group of nuns from Quebec, from the Order of Saint Anne, and they came to Victoria in 1858 to start teaching the children of Victoria. So that's why it's got a bit of a Quebec style to the building.
Yeah.
Makes it kind of interesting and old.
Nuns, man. I've seen Silent Night, Deadly Night. I know what they're up to.
Naughty. Punish.
Punishment is absolute. Punishment is good.
Oh, Silent Night, Deadly Night. What a great one. It's a classic. So these nuns, well, when they came to Victoria, they got a bit overwhelmed because when they got the word that they needed teachers in Victoria and they were like, okay, we'll head over there. We'll do some teaching. We'll learn up those kids real good. Victoria had a population of 300.
Yeah.
And when they arrived,
yeah,
Victoria had a population of 30,000. Because the gold rush had started.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so there was 100 times the amount of children. Or maybe not quite that, because a lot of the Gold Rush people would not be bringing kids. But that's still a much larger population base, so definitely more kids.
Did they need to recruit more nuns, or...?
None of the stuff that I read really got into that, but it just said that they pulled up their bootstraps and got to it. Yeah, so that was in 1858 that they came to Victoria and started the education of the children. And I believe it was the first school in Victoria.
Cute.
Yeah. So in 1860, on View Street, they built their convent. So that was, you know, take ye to a nunnery.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in 1871, it was replaced by St. Anne's Academy, where the building that still stands to this day, which is near Beacon Hill Park. So it's a different place. So they moved over there.
Yeah, that's the one I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a really cool building. The grounds are public, so if you're ever in Victoria, you can walk around there. And so there's an auditorium within it that gets used for, like, the Fringe Festival, and I've actually done a performance there.
Awesome.
So, yeah, been there. I know what this is. I also, a friend and I just went there once in the evening onto the property and did a fun photo shoot, so...
Is it still run by nuns?
No.
Yeah.
No, we'll get into that. So, for about 102 years, the nuns taught there. Yeah. There was a bunch of expansions that happened over the years, too, so the building kept getting bigger. There was, like, a summer building or a summer house or something like that. All sorts of cool gardens, which you can check out to this day.
Yeah.
And there was even a graveyard on the property.
Ooh.
So that when the nuns died, they'd just get buried there.
Makes me think of Les Miserables in the book. That's how he gets out of the nunnery.
Through the graveyard?
Yeah, he has to, like, sneak out in a coffin.
Oh, that would
with
be...
With Cosette. It's...
Creepy.
It is a great book. As much as I love the musical, they missed a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anything to do with a graveyard automatically makes something a lot cooler.
Yeah.
So, I had bit conflicting sources on the actual year that this happened, but it was either 1973 or 1974 that the school shut down and the nuns sold the building to the BC government. And so then, like, because there's a chapel within the building, and that became, like, I think it's desanctified or something like that. So it's, nice. The chapel is no longer hallowed religious ground.
It means demons can get in there.
Yeah.
Like in the movie The Nun.
Yeah. Oh my god, that just...
demons.
Now all I can think of is Riverdale. Because there's like a nunnery or convent or whatever, but then it turns out that they got kicked out of the Catholic Church decades before, so they were still being nuns and stuff, but they weren't technically nuns. That was a funny episode. That whole show's funny. But, so in 1974, after like the sale had happened and everything, they exhumed all the bodies of the nuns and moved them to Ross Bay Cemetery.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
stirred it up.
Yeah, and nuns had been buried there from 1889 to 1908, so only like 9 years of nuns being buried there, but there's probably quite a few that were old and died if they needed to build their own cemetery. Yeah, so the building has 4 floors and basement.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 2 floors of the building were the school. The third floor was where future nuns called Novitiates lived. So that's like you know in The Sound of Music?
Yeah.
Maria, she's not actually a nun yet. She hasn't taken her vows, but she lives at the nunnery and stuff. And is going to be a nun. So that she would be a Novitiate, I guess. And then the fourth floor of the building was where the actual nuns lived.
Dun dun. Right at the top.
Yes. Where all sorts of spooky things could happen.
Staying quiet. Keeping, like, poverty? I don't know. What do they...
These ones obviously didn't have a vow of silence if they were teaching kids.
It'd be really difficult. You'd have to, like, learn sign language.
I mean, I'm sure that there is a school for the deaf run by nuns somewhere, but this was not that. Anywho.
I made you losing track. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Are you dying?
No, just possessed.
Oh, sure you are. Anyways, so the building was designed by Thomas Hooper, and he has a reputation of being the architect of some of the most haunted buildings in Victoria.
Nice.
Another one that he did, apparently, was St. Joseph's Hospital.
So he's into the Catholic stuff.
I guess so. I guess so. And maybe he's from out east, so that would explain the... Quebec kind of style too, but I didn't look very far into him, so we're not getting more information there, because this was a I need a topic today research thing. So
been there.
Yeah, we both have many times. So in 1989 the building was designated a National Historic Site of Canada.
That means they can't tear it down.
Yep, which was something a lot of people were concerned about.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And so after it had been sold to the BC government in the 70s, eventually it fell into disrepair, and it was, like, falling apart. They didn't know what they were going to do with it. There was a lot of people who wanted to just demolish it because it was going to be too expensive to repair it. But in 1997, they undertook the effort of restoring it.
Excellent.
It was a $16.2 million job.
Whew.
Yeah, well, they gutted the whole building, and they... restored it, but they also created offices in it because it is now used by the Ministry of Advanced Education.
Oh.
So it's still kind of in line with, you know...
how it used to be.
Yeah.
But not necessarily a nunnery school.
No, no. But still has to do with education, so the dead nuns shouldn't be too angry. They should just be angry about getting moved.
Yeah. We were sleeping, and you just kind of grabbed us and shoved us in another cemetery.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, after it had been closed, like, in the 70s and stuff, and was falling into disrepair, they had to hire, like, a night watchman to patrol the building and stuff to make sure that you didn't have squatters or anything. And so this guy named Tom was hired, and one day, because his kid, like, begged him so much to let him see the inside of the convent, he brought his son to work with him, and...
Something bad happened to the kid?
I mean, no death. But let's just say this kid didn't know how to listen to his dad. Because his dad was also in charge of patrolling the grounds at St. Joseph's Hospital. Mm-hmm. So he left his kid inside the building of St. Anne's and was like, no. Just stay here. Don't go to the fourth floor. Don't go to the basement. And I'll be back.
Oh, no.
Where do you think the kid went first?
Basement.
You'd be wrong.
Fourth floor.
Yep. The forbidden fourth floor he decided to go to. So he was walking up the stairs, got up the second floor. On his way to the third floor, he noticed that it was, like, you know, getting kind of hard to walk, and it felt like almost something was pushing him.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, like, pushing him away. And then, like, as he got to the third floor, a black mist appeared around him.
Punish.
Yes. And, like, his flashlight wasn't cutting through the black mist either.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then, like, he kept going up the stairs, kept getting harder to walk, and then when he finally got to, like, going around the corner of the staircase, I guess, to get to the fourth floor, this, like, white wall appeared in front of him. No. So he couldn't get to the fourth floor. And, like, where I read this story, they theorized that it was because men would have been forbidden on the fourth floor, because that's where all the nuns lived.
Yeah, like, have some manners, some boy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, boy.
Oh, that's, like, so Grave Encounters.
Yeah. This tea's really good. We're not drinking today because Topher's sick.
Yeah. Tea. We're drinking tea.
From Victoria.
From Victoria. It's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So that wasn't the end of this kid's adventure in St. Anne's Academy, though. Because when he couldn't get up to the fourth floor, he decided, oh, I'll go to the basement.
The other thing he was forbidden.
Yep. So he goes, he starts walking down towards the basement, and as he's going down, he, like, starts to hear, you know, the sounds of, like, people and pots and pans clanging and stuff. The kitchen was in the basement.
Yeah.
So he starts hearing these noises, he gets closer, they get louder, it, like, almost sounds like there's a party going on or something. Like, these sounds keep getting closer as he gets to the door at the bottom of the stairs to the basement, and then, super loud, puts his hand on the doorknob. Silence!
Nice.
And then he opens the door and looks into the basement, and there's no one there, nothing moving around, anything like that.
Ghosts are shy. They're like your cat.
Yeah. Yeah. Except you got to see him.
Yeah, I got to see him. Still doesn't like you.
I know. I know. But at least he likes other people now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like he smells something on you.
Do I?
No. No, but you still got this weird thing on your...
Oh, I keep forgetting about it. Yeah, I guess I should probably be wearing long sleeves for the next while. Until it heals.
Yeah.
Don't want people to think anything weird.
No.
No. I guess if it's, like, still there in a couple weeks, I should probably go to a doctor or something.
At least some, like, cream.
Yeah.
Or a bandage.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
I don't know, it's just it's really...
Yeah. Anyways, train of thought. Where have you gone to? Let's reopen the iPad. Ah.
He was in the basement.
He was in the Oh, that's the end of the story.
Hmm.
Yeah, so.
I'm just surprised that, like, the security guard knew enough not to go onto those floors, too.
Well, I mean, if you're there all the time, you might have gotten weirded out.
Yeah.
Now, there's, like, three main spirits that people have apparently seen there. So people sometimes will get this feeling that they're being watched. And then when they look up at the top of this grand staircase, they see a Mother Superior staring down at them.
Punishment is absolute. Punishment is good.
Oh, how do you solve a problem like I climb every mountain? That's pretty much as much as we know about nuns is from those two movies.
Yeah.
Anyways, so there's the Mother Superior, and then there's a grumpy priest, and a scared novitiate who is scared of the other two ghosts, apparently. And she's timid and shy.
Bullied.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta imagine just having, like, two of your bosses, spending eternity with them.
You'd never get to, like, progress either because you're dead.
Yeah.
And they gotta be pretty pissed that they're not, you know, in heaven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awkward. So there's been people who have claimed they got trapped inside the confessional there, and the confessional was unlocked.
Yeah.
So they like just they were inside it and they couldn't get the door open even though it was unlocked.
Guy is grumpy.
Yeah. Monsignor. There's also been a group of ghost hunters who visited the site and they claimed that they encountered a spirit that was this young disabled boy, and then they also claimed that they helped his spirit move on.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know if I would believe that.
I don't know. Ghost hunters, I'd love for them to be real, but there's a lot of showmanship, especially if there's like a TV show involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, they have an uphill battle making themselves seem legitimate.
Yeah.
After all those shows. So many shows.
A lot of our research, we come across stuff like fake ghost tours or ghost hunters said this, but nothing of that ever happened.
Yeah, or like made up history of like creepy tunnels and stuff.
Yeah, or psychics came and said this, but
yeah.
There's no possible way.
Yeah, so take this entire episode with a grain of salt, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so another experience that someone had is there was another security guard, and in the evening they saw a group of nuns walk past them and into the graveyard, where they just stood for a while until they faded away. And apparently other people had seen this group of nuns as well, until they decided to put a statue of the Virgin Mary in the graveyard.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's people who think, oh, the ghosts of all these nuns keep coming here because they're confused because their bodies got moved. So, there's that. There's also, on the grounds, there's a garden that was built where there used to be a playground for all the kids who went to the school.
Yeah.
And so people claim that when they go into this garden, sometimes you can hear the laughter of children.
Aww.
That's not creepy at all.
That would be cute.
If you like kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really there. That's really Silent Hill-ish.
Like, see my point? You'd get creeped out if you heard laughing children and you couldn't see any anywhere.
Yeah. Although, I don't find ghosts as necessarily malevolent right away. I don't think just because they're ghosts, they're going to be bad people.
I know. It's more so the unknown.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta deal with that with regular people, too.
Yeah, but it's more, if I were to see a ghost in real life, it would be like a jump scare.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's still gonna scare you.
Yeah, but, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
How's it going, ghost?
So, we got two more ghostly encounter type things I get to talk about. They're just brief. But okay. Also, if you go into the chapel on the property, sometimes you can hear a women's choir.
Oh, sweet.
And there's like no one there singing, so ghosts!
But that's awesome. That's like the best show you could ever have.
And then there's also a famous ghost.
Why? Why is he more famous than the rest?
Why are you assuming it's a he?
Why is she more famous than... just, what? Yeah.
Ghosts can be women too, Topher. Famous yeah. people can be women too.
It's from like 1800s and...
Yeah, but this woman was famous before she died, so it's not that the ghost is famous. It's a famous ghost because it's the ghost of a famous person.
Oh, okay.
And their monkey.
Ah, cute.
I was hoping you'd guess who it was, but I guess you haven't been to Victoria quite enough to know. No. Emily Carr!
Oh.
Who the school's named after.
Oh, she has a monkey?
Yeah, she had a pet monkey.
That's adorable.
Yeah, no, you need to spend more time in Victoria now. I'm prescribing it to you if you didn't know she had a monkey.
Yeah, I want to go meet her. I'll go hang out with her and meet her monkey.
Yeah, so apparently one of the places that people see her ghost frequently is at Emily Carr. Not at her name is Emily Carr. They see her at St. Anne's Academy. I am the child.
Yeah, it's late.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
No, it's not late.
It's not late. I'm just sick.
You're probably getting me sick, so.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, so those are the ghostly spirits at St. Anne's Academy.
I love that. I want to go there.
I actually, doing this research now has made me really want to revisit there and just go and look at the gardens and stuff, because I've never really gone to check out the gardens, so this spring or summer I'm probably gonna...
Video tour.
Ooh!
Yeah.
But yeah, so I had a few sources for this. The first one was, of course, The Haunting of Vancouver Island by Shannon Sinn.
your mom's book.
Yeah, and the second one is another book from my mom from the Royal BC Museum gift shop. And that book is Victoria's Most Haunted by Ian Gibbs. That one had more information in it than the other book this time.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then two more sources that I had were tourismvictoria.com and victoriabc.ca. And I might have gotten some information from like St. Anne's Academy's like actual website. I can't remember if I pulled much from there, but I did go on it.
Yeah.
So I learned.
It'll be very official.
Yes. Didn't really use Wikipedia.
No.
No. I looked at it and it was just kind of detailing the different art on the property. And I was like, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for creepy things.
I want ghosts.
Exactly. So that is that for St. Anne's Academy.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So, anything you want to talk about before we head out?
I don't think we got any new festival acceptances.
That we're allowed to talk about yet.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry.
We can't let you in the know yet.
So I think it's just a standard, you know, support our Patreon.
Yes, please. Help us.
And otherwise, if you really like this podcast, be sure to subscribe and rate and give us, like, comments.
Review.
Review.
If you don't like it, just stop listening. Again, we say this every time, but why are you still listening if you don't like this?
Yeah.
just forget we exist.
But we love interacting with you guys, so, you know, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Well, we do have to point out that if you're looking for us on the social media, it's Bad Cookie Pictures.
Not BC is Creepy. We are a whole slew of different things.
Yeah. We don't just podcast. We make many other things.
Yeah. So check us out. You know, send us an email. BadCookiePictures@gmail.com.
Send us ideas for future episodes. We would love that.
We need that.
Yes. Well, I was trying to make us not sound as pathetic, but yes, please. We need it.
Everybody's got a different perspective of BC, and we know that there's lots of information out there. We just need to find.
Yeah. Also, we're on YouTube, so you can follow our YouTube channel, or subscribe. Subscribe, that's the word. Subscribe to Bad Cookie Pictures on YouTube, and we not only post this podcast on there, but we also post interviews and some short films and maybe some other stuff if someone finishes editing it.
Soon. It's coming. I won't talk about it yet, but something is coming.
Yeah. Just need to shorten a lot.
Oh, easy.
Anywho, if you want to follow my stuff, at Hanson's Horror, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And you can find me on Instagram at Sneezing Wolf. A couple of people have, I think.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a couple people, like, our YouTube channel has got more subscribers now.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the YouTube channel.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. If you have any questions or anything, feel free to contact us and we would be happy to talk to you. Also, if you're interested in a Bad Cookie t-shirt, we have those.
Yeah.
So throw us an email. Yeah. And failing all that, just be sure to stay creepy.